Well, everyone was shocked by those allegations of torture and murder from the SAS in Afghanistan. And now the talk is turning to changing the culture of the military. Professor Catherine Lumby's worked extensively with the NRL on culture change, and she's worked with the military too. Catherine, should we be surprised that an organisation like the SAS might develop a toxic culture?
When you get hierarchical, male-dominated cultures, it's not surprising. I'm not surprised. No. The question is always, how do we change the culture?
So how difficult is it, Catherine, for someone to speak out in a culture like that?
Bill, I think the problem is it's probably 5% of the guys who perpetrate violence and sexual assault.
Yeah.
But then you've got a huge middle ground of people who don't speak out. They don't feel licensed.
Yeah.
And like, to me, when you want to change culture, what you have to do is get those people on your side. You know, I mean, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
But I believe that most men are good men. I know that. And I think that the thing is that in those cultures, those men feel silenced.
Yeah.
And what we need to do is to say, you know what, it's okay to speak out. And that's the big shift in cultures.
Yeah.
If you can get those people on board and say to them, here are the ways to do that, then we can shift the culture.
Now, they've been talking about cultural change in the military for over a decade now. How hard will it be to change the culture there?
Incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like changing human beings,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we're all sinners,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
And I think that what is important is giving people a sense of, you know, being forgiven, I suppose,
yep.
In your terms,
yep.
As a minister. In other words, to say, look, you know, it's okay to have done the wrong thing. I think that's really important, actually, in this space, Bill, that we tell people that having done the wrong thing once or twice doesn't prevent you from actually doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I find when I do education and training work with organisations and everything else, is that a lot of people actually kind of, it's weird, kind of want to confess to you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's okay. You're going to do the right thing now,
yeah.
You know? And I think that that's what we don't give people enough permission for, yeah. In this space.
I'm talking with Professor Catherine Lumby. Catherine, when you worked with the military, did you run up against resistance to the ideas you were introducing?
No, but then people are not going to tell you that. You know, this is the problem with culture change. People are not going to tell you what they did wrong.
No.
Most of the time. And so it's a long program of change. So what organisations need to do, including the ADF, which is a complex organisation, is to say, well, look, male-dominated, it's white male-dominated, nothing wrong with white men, by the way, but I'm saying that's what it is. And therefore, what we need is diversity.
Catherine, will culture change ultimately be linked to generational change in the military?
Only if the military changes who they recruit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a bit like the church, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't recruit people.
Well, you had one son in the military and one son in the church, didn't you? In the old days?
In the old days, you did. You sent one to God and one to war.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess I'd say that you only change cultures by diversifying the culture.
God bless you, Catherine. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
You too.